Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
December 7th at Crosstown Concourse. And the after party promises to be a festival highlight with a DJ set by the Black Keys, performances by Memphis rap pioneers Tommy Wright III and Lil Noid, complimentary eats, beer, and cocktails, immersive art experiences, and more. Tickets are going fast. Get yours today at raisedbysoundfest.com. The 27th Annual Indie Memphis Film Festival returns to Midtown Memphis from November 14th through the 19th with over 150 feature and short films, including world premieres, restored classics, award season hopefuls, and more. Passes and single screening tickets are available now at indiememphis.org.
And good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. You're listening to WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. We're 91.7 on your dial, and we're glad you're here with us this morning. We're going to take a little journey this morning for the next 60 minutes. This is a show called Songs That Move You, and if you've not listened before, we bring folks in, friends and future friends and all sorts of folks, to come in and bring 10 songs that mean something to them. Today, my guest is Camille Fryer. Hey, Camille.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Thank you. Hey, listen, I realize that this is like the hardest week of your life, right?
Yes.
Okay. Tell people what you've got going on this week.
All right. Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Camille Fryer. I'm the executive director of Indie Memphis. And our 27th annual festival, film festival, is starts on Thursday.
Wow. So, yeah. So you having some sleepless nights?
Just a little.
Hey, let me tell you what,
that's what concealer's for, right?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. But you know, that I always think about that is such a, you know, it's like they always say about trying to steer an oil tanker. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to start here because it takes a long time to turn it, right?
It really does. Yeah. It takes really a year to plan a festival like this. And even though this year we've done things to like scale down a little bit because mm-hmm. we are a small team. Mm-hmm. It still took a year to plan this thing. We came up with the dates last year, wow, right after the last festival.
Yeah,
we came up with the locations, you know, before Christmas. So it's exciting for it to be finally here because we've been talking about this for so long. But it is you know, a little anxiety, just a smidge.
Hey, you know what? It's always good to kind of sit on that edge of anxiety.
Exactly.
You know, because you know you're thinking about it and you know you got it going good, you know?
I appreciate
it. So I'm very excited about y'all having a great festival this year. And we're going to be talking as we go through the morning. You know, we're going to play your songs that move you, but we're going to be talking about this and kind of, you know, what people are going to see, mm-hmm. how they can get their tickets and mm-hmm. all that. So we'll be doing that. But first, what's the first song that moves you?
Let me see. Do you want me
to tell you what it is?
Yeah, you
got
tell
it right here. The White Stripes.
Yes.
Yes.
So can I talk a little bit about
why? Sure, absolutely.
So first of all, I've always been a Jack White fan. I was a fan of the White Stripes when they first broke out. One, because their sound was just so dynamic. They had a woman as a drummer. It was just so rare to see this two-person band be like such a force. And then I lived in Detroit for a little while.
Oh, you couldn't get away from the White Stripes in Detroit.
And so recently, I actually took my kids to Memphofest.
Okay.
And shout out to Memphofest. They were our sponsors for our preview party, and they've been a longtime sponsor of Indie Memphis.
Right.
But I took my kids there, and so their first concert was The Roots.
Wow.
And then their second concert was Jack White.
Oh, cool. And wow. So, okay, that's a story you could tell for the rest of your life, right? Yeah.
And so they got to see him using not just the guitar, uh-huh. not just the different instruments, but also using his voice as an instrument. Uh-huh. And my oldest has been bitten by the musician bug.
Oh,
and
really?
Loves bass now and points out the bass in every song.
Oh, how and it, cool.
It all started from a Seven Nation Army.
Oh, wow. Nice. Wow. Well, here we go, folks. This is Jack White with White Stripes, actually, with Seven Nation Army. Here we go. Thank you. That was a good one there. That was a good one to start. I felt like getting up and dancing.
Right.
Okay,
may
folks.
May as well start the morning off with a bang, right?
There you go. Yeah. So you're gonna have a very full week this week. Mm-hmm. What day does the festival start?
It starts Thursday, November 14th. We're actually going to kick off here at Crosstown.
Okay, great.
And at 5:30, we're going to have a reception. And then at 7 o'clock, our opening night film is going to start. And that is called It Was All a Dream. Yeah. So to give, it's actually interesting. It's connected to music. It's
okay.
A documentary.
Yeah.
That was directed by Dream Hampton, who was a very well-renowned music journalist. She worked at a lot of different top media places like The Source. I think mm-hmm. she's contributed to Essence, other like really big name magazines.
Sure.
And she also was the producer behind the Surviving R. Kelly docuseries.
Okay, wow.
And so,
wow.
And
oh, that'll be great.
Right.
Wow.
And so this documentary that we're kicking off the festival, it shows the golden era of hip hop.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting because usually documentarians show a documentary about something that does not include them.
Yeah.
However, she's showing herself as a brand new journalist.
Oh, really?
On the scene, interviewing Biggie Smalls, Prodigy from Mobb Deep, Method Man, Q-Tip. And it's so interesting because when you watch the film, and there are more artists in there, and this footage is taken between the years 1993 to 1995. But when you watch it, these are hungry artists.
Yeah, right,
they have no clue how iconic they are gonna be.
Yeah,
you can just tell, like, they are just so raw, and they just are just having fun, but they also have a chip on their shoulder and they have something to say.
Sure.
And she caught them in in this beautiful, golden, kind of innocent moment of time, and asked a lot of questions that even, you know, some questions are still asked today. One thing that I think that stayed with me was her questions about, like, how does feminism and hip hop, how does that work together?
You have
so many women rappers, even back then, who were also forging their way in this very new genre, but that also had a lot of, you know, very, you know, harsh, sometimes violent lyrics towards women. Right. How do we create a lane, you know, for women to thrive in that? And that's even something that, you know, has been asked as, I mean, as late as this year.
Sure,
you know? So it's still a very, even though this footage was taken in between 93 and 95, it's still very timely. Yeah. It's amazing to see, like, these legends before they were legends.
Yeah.
And, you know, just kind of see, it's a very, I would say, kind of raw documentary that gives you a bit of a good feel. And Memphis is also mentioned in its contributions to hip hop. So it's cool even back then. And and I say this all the time. We have you know, really been the pulse of so many parts of culture, especially when we're talking about music.
For sure.
So I love that even back then we were on her radar while she was in New York with these greats.
Exactly. Wow, that is wonderful. All right. Well, tell you what, let's keep this going. We've got your next pick is Western. Is that right? Or no? What do we got next?
Was it? Let me see. Y'all forgive me, my.
That's all right. We want to.
Okay, next pick was Temperature by TMR.
Okay, hang on 1 second. Let me give you.
And so this film, this song, I actually found from one of my favorite shows that I used to watch. It's called Insecure.
Yeah.
And it was created by Issa Rae. And so, one thing that I really loved about that show, and some things that I find that I love about film, is that you can discover music in different mediums, especially in, like, film and TV.
Exactly. So. Exactly. All right. Well, tell you what, let's, tell me the name of the cut again.
It's called Temperature from TMR and Radio.
Okay. Hit the go button.
You already know I'm not playing, but you want ice when you play games. So you let me switch, now it's who's this new dick. Call you in a bit, I don't know, I might though, if I'm in the mood. My temperature changes every time that you come around me. My temperature changes every time that you come around me. My temperature changes every time that you come around me. My temperature changes every time that you come around me.
Well, all right. Boop. Right there at the end, huh? Okay, that's cool. So that was a nice tune. I like that.
Yeah, it you know, it's obviously about, you know, love in this likely toxic relationship, but it gives such a warm feeling.
Yeah.
and it for me, it feels like, I don't know, I kind of transformed back to like the first time I heard that track. Because it's just so immersive, and I hear so many instruments in it. Like, it just kind of tingles all of my sensory, you know, senses. So it's a really cool track.
That's very great. All right, well, let's talk about the Indie Memphis Festival.
Okay.
What year is this for Indie Memphis? Because I've judged, I mean, for several years, I judged, you know, in the competition, you know, and my daughter has produced the wrap up show, the award show for years. And so, you know, we have been involved. So how many years is this?
This is 27. Indie Memphis started in 1997. Indie Memphis started in 1997, a group of U of M students, and they wanted to have a place to show their films.
Okay, so, well,
they created Indie Memphis, and over time, we have, you know, we've grown to accept and show more, use the platform for more than just hometowner films.
Right.
But one thing that I'm extremely proud of with this organization is that we have maintained a platform for hometowner films while also having a platform for national and international films to show as well.
Yeah.
And that just makes the city better, you know, by having both of those groups of filmmakers, you know, share their art with each other, share their art with Memphians, and also allow Memphians to see these great films.
Right.
What is that?
I have no idea what that is. Something.
Have your attention. Whoop. Have your attention.
Okay, we have.
Oh no.
Okay, folks, you probably didn't hear that. That's the building saying they're going to test the fire alarm system. So if you hear any dings or whatever, we'll be all right. Tell you what, why don't we just get into the next song here and let this play through the fire alarm?
Will do.
Okay, what do we got next?
That was not on my radar.
It was not on my radar. I kept thinking, is that your phone?
I was thinking that too. Ding? I was like, what is happening?
What's going
on? No,
hey, this is live radio, folks. This ain't we messing
Roll
around
with
the here. This is live.
This is it.
Yeah.
But Western from McGee.
Okay, here we go.
Six, 16, dipping your one ever, it's my calls.
Okay, folks, there we go. I am here this morning with Kamel Fryer of Indie Memphis. And how long have you been the executive director?
For 2 years.
2 years now, yeah.
Yeah, so, I think people think I've been there longer.
Well, yeah, I thought you'd been there longer.
Yeah, okay. But I mean, I have been connected with the organization for longer than that.
Okay.
I connected with Indie Memphis as a filmmaker.
Okay.
I would say probably as early as 2016.
Okay.
I went to like an event or two, and then stopped and, you know, came back and forth and stuff like that. And probably, I think I was more present, more interactive, maybe around like 2019, 2020. And that was around the time, I call it my homecoming, because I'd moved, I'm from Memphis, but I've lived in the city, I've moved back, you know, stuff like that. And so I've been here consistently and permanently since the end of 2018. And so, I was connected to Indie Memphis before, and I started October 3rd, 2022. That was my first day.
Okay, that's wonderful.
So this is my third festival, but this is my second full year.
So do you feel like that you've really been educated up as to how this event works?
Yes, but I also feel like you're always learning in this type of field, because so many things have changed in the world. So many things have changed in the industry. Even like how people are going out in Memphis has changed, you know, since COVID. So I think my staff is still way more knowledgeable than me. Shout out to the Indie Memphis staff.
There you go. Hey, yay.
Kayla, Macon, Joseph, I hope they're listening. They are phenomenal. I'm the newbie on the team.
Yeah.
But I do think that we know like what does work, what doesn't work, but there's still always going to be things that we can learn.
Sure.
As you know, things are changing, you know, again, with the industry and just with everything else. So it's one of those jobs you always learn.
So what are some things that people don't know? I mean, I always think, you know, folks think, okay, you're this, but I think, yeah, maybe I'm a little that, but I'm actually this. You know, this is what my job is a lot, you know. So so do people think that you are sitting there, you know, having cocktails with Brad Pitt and, you know, and living the glamorous life?
It's possible. And I will say I have been very lucky to meet, like, you know, really amazing people.
Yeah.
But so often the job is not that.
Right.
So often I'm the one doing the not so exciting stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. The paying the bills, the, you know, meeting, you know, the talking and like figuring out like what's going to be the next move. I also think that so Kayla Myers is our director of programming. Amanzi Arnett is our artist support coordinator. Sometimes I will get like requests from filmmakers, or or people will be like, "Hey, I'm working on this film. Can you look at it?" And, you know, blah blah blah. And I'm like, "Let me introduce you to the programming team."
Yeah, right.
Also, shout out to Sarah Dehenna, who's also on the programming team as well, and Madeline, because we have a team that deals with that. So to maintain, I would say probably one thing that I think some people know if you're in the Indie Memphis atmosphere, but some people don't, to maintain integrity, because Indie Memphis is discussed worldwide.
Right.
Our brand is discussed with, you know, people at Sundance know our staff.
Right.
They know even me, even though I've been only here for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
To maintain integrity, our programming staff make programming decisions.
Right.
So even if you pull me to the side and you're like, "Hey, Kamel, I'm working on this great thing,"
yeah,
I'm always going to be like, "That sounds awesome. Let me introduce you to Kayla."
Sure.
And it's not to shove things on Kayla, but it's to, you know, really make sure that we maintain that integrity and we maintain kind of like a checks and balance, if you will. So
yeah, I certainly understand that.
Yeah.
I certainly understand that. So How many people do you, I know you don't know exactly how many people, but how, what's the size of the crowd that you bring into Memphis? And obviously these people are coming in and staying in hotels, they're mm-hmm. eating in restaurants. So this is more than just a film festival.
Yeah.
This is an event for the city.
It is. Yeah. It is. I would say normally, I think we've gotten up to, and this is pre-COVID, I think we've gotten up to like 15,000.
Oh, really? Wow.
And then last year we had a really big turnout. I think we had like 10,000 attendance.
Yeah.
But maybe somewhere around like maybe like when we say like unique attendees,
sure.
like individual people,
right.
I think somewhere between 3,500 to 5,000 unique
wow.
attendees.
That's incredible.
And I mean, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
This year, I do think that because we, you know, streamlined and we really wanted to really make sure that we were able to provide a festival that fit our staff.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be as many
yeah.
people, but at the same time, it's going to be like so fun.
Sure.
We do have some filmmakers coming in from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a host of people that are like super excited about it.
Yeah.
And I've always said, you know, we're, you know, being in Memphis, that means that, you know, we have a very unique culture.
Right.
What it does not mean is that we should not be able to access great art just because we're in Memphis.
Exactly.
And so our film festival fills that void.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to bring what we call first run films.
Mm-hmm.
So usually films that you can't find, you know, most of anywhere.
Right.
They're usually not on a streamer or anywhere else, whether they are revivals, meaning that they're older films
mm-hmm.
that have been revived or restored, or whether they are first run films. Like we have some world premieres.
Sure, yeah.
So the entire, no one in the world has seen these films outside of the filmmakers.
Right.
We also have some films that are purely on the festival circuit. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I talked about It Was All a Dream. Nickel Boys is our centerpiece film.
Okay.
I believe it premiered, I don't want to get it wrong, but I know, I think it premiered at Toronto International Film
okay,
Festival, which
yeah.
is one of the top five
sure,
in the world.
Sure, yeah.
You can't go to a movie theater and see this film.
Right.
You know, not until later. And so, and then our world premieres, we're world premiering Bluff City Chinese.
Yes.
We're world premiering Big Time,
mm-hmm.
you know, that highlights Fairleigh's Coach for over 40 years.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, we're showing so many films that are just absolutely beautiful stories that
right.
you can't see anywhere else.
Right.
So the value,
mm-hmm.
the value that we provide to this community, and honestly, in the tri-state area,
yeah
you know,
sure.
is phenomenal. And
yeah.
I hope that, you know, I hope the community, you know, knows that. I hope they know that we love them, and I hope they come out this week.
Yes. All right. Cool. Well, let's tell people right now how they can get tickets.
You can go to www.indiememphis.org. We've got tickets. We've got passes. We've got so many things available. You can look at the schedule and go ahead and pre-select. The good thing about our system is when you buy a ticket,
mm-hmm.
you are reserving a seat.
Okay.
So it's not a first.
Whoop. Okay. We're gonna leave for a second while the fire alarm goes off. Here we go.
Like to last Thursday. Hi, this is Dylan Bruce, the best butcher in Memphis, and you're listening to WYXR, the station raised by sound, 91.7 FM, Memphis.
Giddy up, giddy up. Well, I'm a long tall Texan. I ride a big white horse.
He rides from Texas on a big white horse.
Yes, I'm a long tall Texan.
Long Tall Texan by Murray Kellum. And I have to say, that song was popular when I was in the seventh grade. Folks, that was many moons ago, and I do remember dancing to that at a sock hop, as we used to call it. Long Tall Texan, wow. Okay, the reason we had to cut to that, folks, just let me let you know, they're testing the fire alarm and evacuation system here at Crosstown Concourse. So there were lights blinking, there were sirens going off, and so we just put up the music that's always in the background, though you do not hear it, but there's always something going on. So if we have to get out of what we're doing, I just pushed that up, and that's where the Long Tall Texan. I'm here with Kamel Fryer this morning, and she is the executive director of Indie Memphis, and the festival is coming up this week. What day?
November 14th through the 17th.
There we go. And if you don't have your tickets yet, you better get them.
Yes. Right? This year we do have encore screenings.
Okay.
I would say the most constructive criticism we usually get is that we screen too many films that people want to see next to each other.
Sure, yeah.
So we will be releasing the schedule for the encore screenings really soon, if not today, then okay. By tomorrow, I think.
Okay.
So people will be able to see which films are on the encore screening.
Right.
So if they want to see something else earlier that week that conflicts with it, okay. Then they can have the flexibility to do so. Those encore screenings are actually going to be on Monday and Tuesday.
Okay.
The core of the festival will be November 14th through the 17th, yeah. With encore screenings on 18th and 19th.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Nice. We ain't done yet. Right?
Not yet.
That's right. Oh, that's great. And I'm very interested to see the Bluff City Chinese.
Uh-huh.
I was talking with the folks who made that film a couple of years ago,
yeah.
When they started just thinking about
Tondi
it.
Tondi Kai.
Know? Yeah.
Yes.
And, so
I'm
very interested to see that.
Well, you know, they started out as an indie grant.
Yeah.
As an indie grant recipient, mm-hmm. We have, just so people know, we do have more, we usually do have more than the festival. This is our 10th year of indie grants.
Okay.
And so what indie grants are, they provide funds and also resources, mm-hmm. to help filmmakers finish their shorts. And so major shout out to Mark Jones, who has been our longtime sponsor and supporter of Indie Grants.
Great human being.
Such a great person. Yeah, one really of my is. Favorites. Yeah. I actually ended up trick-or-treating at his house.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Did he have some good candy?
He did.
Did he? Okay. I figured he would. Yeah.
I may or may not have taken the candy out of my kids. They didn't need it.
That's right. They had plenty
of
candy.
They had plenty. You know, reparations as
there
a parent.
There you go. You deserve that.
Yeah, I did. But no, just a great person. And the Indie Grants, there's a cash stipend that's provided, but also there are resources to help finish it, editing, lighting, camera rentals, stuff like that. And so Tondi was an Indie Grant recipient and then turn the short into a feature.
Yeah.
So we are very excited to be able to show it. It's going to be shown on Friday, November 15th. I believe it's 6 o'clock. Yeah. So, yeah.
Great. Wonderful. All right. Well, tell you what, let's push this on along. We have a few more minutes here.
Okay.
And folks, you are listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. 91.7 or WYXR.org. And Kamel is telling us about this version of Indie Memphis that's coming up this week. So we hope you can make it. All right, what's our next song here?
So What by Miles Davis.
So What? Well, because I'm asking you what's no, we're going
to
play
classic jazz song. I love jazz, so very proud to be able to show one of his songs on here.
Here we go. Here's Miles Davis. Thank you.
said me son of dawn gonna lay here some more. Let me in and now I'm sure. Let me in and now I'm sure, now I'm sure, now I'm sure. Believe, now I'm sure. Let me in and now I'm sure, I'm sure, I'm sure. And now I'm sure. Your remedy from yesterday still goes. No ordinary to me, still going on and on and on and on and on and on. Let me heal, then wait for more. Let me heal, wait for more. Baby, don't be. Need more to feel strong. Better let it heal. Send me some more. Better let it heal. Send me some more. Some more. Send me some beat, call me, send me, send me, send me, love me, love me, love me. Send me some beat, call me, send me, send me, send me, love me.
Something about tears of yours. How does it feel to be adored? Sunrise in the morning, you're all I need. And all I need is rain. All the rules get weak. Sweet things need time to grow. Think about living? Hell no. Squeeze every ounce of love from my body. Build a dam or two. You say change religion, now I spend Sundays with you. Something about those tears of yours. How does it feel to be adored?
That was Alligator Tears. And folks, I want to apologize. They turned the fire test system back on, and it's been going for the last 10 minutes. So we just played some music so you wouldn't have to sit here and listen to a siren going off in your ears. So, folks, you're listening to WYXR Memphis, Tennessee, 91.7 on your dial. And Kamel is here with me this morning. We're talking about the Indy Memphis Festival. So let's tell people again how they can get their tickets and when it starts and all that, okay?
Absolutely. So the festival starts this Thursday, November 14th through the 17th. We also have encore screenings on the 18th and 19th. You can get all tickets at www.indymemphis.org. Also, one thing I didn't mention, Willie, mm-hmm. this is the first year we're actually including the Youth Film Fest.
Oh, really?
With
okay.
our annual festival. Yeah. Oh, so nice. For any one out there that knows students in grades 7 through 12, feel free to sign them up. And we're doing a directing workshop with Mateo Cervante, and a longtime filmmaker and supporter of Indy Memphis, also co-owner of Zio Motto Gelato.
That's right. Yes, good stuff.
Yes. And shout out to the other co-founder of Zio Motto Gelato, Ryan Watt, who used okay. to be
yes.
ED of Indy Memphis.
Right.
Yeah. So there will be a directing workshop that the kids will be able to participate in, but also they will be able to see, and any adults will also be able to see
right.
films from Memphis Youth,
okay.
Both from our Crew Up mentoring program and also from youth that just submitted films
sure.
Into the festival. That's going to be November 16th
okay.
here at Crosstown.
Great.
So yeah, we you know, very looking forward to it, really excited about it. And everyone, please, you can still, you know, please remember you can get your tickets and passes. Mm-hmm. Reserve your seats now, because we honestly do sell out.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So I would get them now.
That's right. Do not be disappointed, folks.
No.
You know, don't disappoint
I've missed
yourself.
Out on the opening night film because I waited too late.
Ouch. Okay, yeah.
When
let's
we,
go.